Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are at our penultimate shiur in Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are in the fifth and final chapter, and today we are learning Mishnayos Yud and Yod Aleph, 10 and 11. Mishnah Yud tells us, Yayin Nesach Shenafal Labor. If libation wine fell into a pit, and we'll see in Bart Neuro, means a pit of wine, Kulo Aser Bahana, then all of it is prohibited in benefit. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, but Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Yimarche kulo lenachri, chutz midame yayin nesach shebo. He says that the entire pit full of wine may be sold to a non-Jew, excluding the value of the yayin nesach that fell into it. Bart Neuro, shenafal labor, it fell into a pit, shel yayin, of wine. That's important to know, it didn't just fall into an empty pit. Kulo aser bahana, the whole thing is prohibited for benefit. Because the wine that was offered as libation to an idol prohibits its own species, meaning other wine, in any amount. But regular non-Jewish wine. But we don't know that it's ever been offered as a libation. Even though it is prohibited for benefit, it does not prohibit its combination for benefit. But rather, you can then sell the entire contents to a non-Jew, excluding the value of the stam yayin that fell into it. V'chein halacha, and this is, in fact, the halacha. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Gas shel even, shezipsa goy, if a wine vat was pitched, tarred, lined with this substance by a non-Jew, menagva v'hitahara, then you have to scrub it down, and it can then be used. It would then be kosher. Vishal eitz, but if it's a wooden vat, Rebbe Omer yinagev, Rebbe says that it can be scrubbed just like the stone vat, v'chachamim omrim yiklof es hazefes, but the sages say you have to peel the pitch, you have to peel that lining off of it. Vishal cheres, and if it's ceramic vat, afalpi shekalafes hazefes, even if you peel the pitch off of it, harizo asura, it's nevertheless prohibited. Bart Neuro, shezipsu nachri, if a non-Jew lined it with tar or pitch, orchel emrami ba chamra porta, it was the practice to mix wine into the pitch, so that's why this is a problem, because it's got wine in it. Min nagba, you should scrub it, b'mayim ve'efer, with water and ashes. Vishal eitz, but if it's a wooden vat, the boy zefes tuva ubala chamra tfei, because that requires more of this pitch, and therefore more wine gets absorbed into it. Rebbe Omer Yenagev, Rebbe says you can just scrub it down, kishal even, as you would do with a stone one, vein halacha karebi, but the halacha does not follow Rebbe. Vishal cheres, and if it's ceramic, Bein la Rebbe, Bein la Rabbanan. Then both people, even though they disagree when it comes to the wooden vat, they both agree that the ceramic vat is no good permanently because it's too absorbent. That is the end of Mishnah Yod Aleph. Join us tomorrow and we will conclude this Masechta and begin with Masechta Avos.